The head of the mother and baby unit at the Kumasi South Hospital, Dr. Rita Ofosu-Yeboa, explained at a Durbar that kangaroo mother care, sometimes called skin-to-skin care, is a technique of newborn care where babies are kept skin-to-skin with the parent, particularly their mother. She said it is most commonly used for low birth rate preterm babies who are likely to suffer from hypothermia, a medical emergency that occurs when the baby loses heat faster than it can produce heat, causing a dangerously low body temperature. Dr. Ofosu-Yeboa mentioned keeping the baby warm, better weight gain, promoting baby mental development and reducing infection as some of the benefits of kangaroo mother care. For the mother, it improves breast milk production, reduces stress as promoted, better bonding between mother and baby. Dr. Ofosu-Yeboa announced that nurses at the hospital's mother and baby unit have been trained on how to handle preterm babies and now receives referrals from other hospitals. Dr. Ofosu-Yeboa appealed to well-meaning Ghanaians and philanthropists to donate either in cash or kind to support the unit acquire some equipment such as infusion pumps and phototherapy. The chief nursing officer at the Ashanti Regional Health Directorate, Mrs. Rita Nafu, urged nurses and midwives to acquire skills in kangaroo mother care. The Ashanti Regional Director of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Emmanuel Tinkran, said neonatal deaths are a major concern in the country's health care delivery system because babies are not given proper care, hence the introduction of kangaroo mother care.
Will not be addressed. And if we pick one challenge that is facing the health system, is that of the newborn health. We lose a lot of newborn because we don't give them proper attention. And I believe that with this intervention, kangaroo mother care, mother babies unit, with good nurses trained, good environment, good equipment, and all the support, we can help reduce high newborn deaths.
You heard the Ashanti Regional Director of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Emmanuel Tinkran, ending that report from correspondent Akosia Frimafrimpong and Mildred Ochoa-Dakum, but we must apologize for the low quality in the sound.